George Clooney's newest vehicle, The American, isn't an American film. It's European. If it were American, chances are good its title would be 2 weeks in Castel del Monte. Or it might carry the title A Very Private Gentleman, which is what Martin Booth called his 2005 novel from which the screenplay comes, that's written by Rowan Joffe. Dutch-born director Anton Corbijn has crafted basically a non-verbal film, redubbing the English dialogue into other tongues as well as the modicum of Italian heard on the track, in subtitles, should be a picnic in the park. Strangely enough, there are a couple of picnics in this film that take place in a very parkish-looking spot not far from Castel del Monte, where much of the film was shot. Clooney as Jack, sometimes called Edward, masquerading as a photographer, takes two different ladies to this bucolic creekside stretch of Italia. First is Clara, played by Violante Placido, a beautiful lady of the evening who resides in the scenic village. Jack's visit with Clara to the creek is not business. Well, not the business Jack's in. The time he takes at the remote spot with the second woman is all business. Her name is Matilda, and played by Tekla Royten. She's as cold and professional as Jack. This lady is in need of a very special kind of telescopic rifle with an extra special silencer. Jack, besides being adroit at shooting people who are after him dead, is also handy assembling lethal weapons used to kill from significant distances. Matilda will pay big bucks or euros for the rifle, which must be accompanied with special ordnance. Who it is she wishes to put the ordnance into is not on the table or in the film for discussion. This part of The American isn't far out of kilter from being a good foreign thriller. What is different is meshing that with Jack's association with a local priest, Father Benedetto, played by Paolo Bonicelli. Jack's contact, Pavel, played by Johan Lazen, has advised Jack to not make any friends while he's holed up in Castel del Monte since their last caper in Sweden went sour, because Jack became too connected with another lady he had to ultimately, for safety's sake, dispatch. That's why Jack is only taken up to a very cautious degree with Father Benedetto and Clara, who often makes business calls to Jack's hotel room. But it looks as though Clara is falling in love with Jack, and Father Benedetto is seeing through Jack, seeming to know that the secrets Jack keeps are large and dark. Before the gentle confrontation between Jack and Father Benedetto finalizes, the priest himself is revealed having a bit of a skeleton in the closet. However, the substantive conflict between Jack and the priest is on a much higher plane. Does God exist or not? The priest is sure of it. Jack doesn't think, if God exists, that he holds much interest for Jack. The best part of this film for me is that, like a sparely written novel, it doesn't bog down with details. We don't know who Jack works for or what he did earlier. Maybe Jack's tattoos are a clue. Furthermore, we don't know who Matilda wants to shoot with the weapon Jack is preparing. We don't know what Pavel is doing assigning Jack to the task. To give half a spoiler on that, we never do know. It's not important. It's Jack as a human being and his predicament that the film focuses on in its quiet, deliberate, unsluggish way. If you want buzzy action and CGI like this summer's biggie Inception, The American isn't for you. In fact, in contrast to Inception, I don't believe I've ever seen a film that low-keys it so much all the way to the end that has such a riveting close, even though what partially does happen near the finale, I thought, might occur before it takes place. I'd call that only half a telegraph. Sorry, I can't say any more than that. Other than a scene approaching the silly that has Clooney on a Vespa chasing an auto of a fleeing would-be assassin, I felt Corbijn's film to be more acceptable than I thought it would. There was no press screening given prior to The American's opening. Clooney is known for appearing in political films. American isn't blatantly so, except maybe for a brief moment of dialogue between Jack and Father Benedetto. The priest, being told by Jack that he's a photographer, assumes Jack has knowledge of Italian history so as to bolster efforts to market the photos. Jack denies being a history buff. Father Benedetto is surprised by this, and by remarking earlier that Jack is obviously American, learnedly replies to Jack, "You're an American. You can escape history." This comment by the priest proves, for Jack at least, not to be the case. A good movie. The American should play well in Europe. Find my other film comments online at TulsaTVMemories.com or under External Reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.